You may have thought Thanksgiving dates back to the Pilgrims of Plymouth Colony in today's state of Massachusetts. But in a moment, we'll travel to the farm that claims to have held that first feast many years prior. It's today's edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcasts and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
Malcolm Jameson farms on one of the oldest homesteads in the country.
Actually, it was settled in 1619, which was one of the early settlements after Jamestown as they came up the river. We are situated on a hill here overlooking the James River, which was the first road in this country.
About 40 settlers arrived here on the ship called the Margaret. When they landed, they actually began a tradition that we still observe today.
They had explicit orders to hold a celebration of Thanksgiving. The Barclay Company from Barclay Castle in Gloucestershire was concerned about a religious discipline, which they thought was lacking in Jamestown. And in the ship's log, it was recorded there by the captain that when they landed, they had had a celebration of Thanksgiving to Almighty God for their safe delivery. And there we have absolutely documented, we have a letter from the Kennedy White House saying that was the first Thanksgiving in the English-speaking world.
That Thanksgiving was less of a feast and more of a thanks to God for a safe journey. It does make it the first Thanksgiving, though, beating out the claim of Plymouth Colony in Massachusetts. But that first colony did not survive for long.
In 1622, they'd been here a little over 3 years. There was an uprising about Chief Powhatan's son, Opecan Canoe, that was the one, same one that in the history books, remember, almost wiped out Jamestown, but it was they were warned, and this settlement here and several others up the river were completely destroyed.
Berkeley Plantation was reestablished around 1700 and claims to be the site of the first Thanksgiving. Traveling the countryside in Charles City, Virginia, I'm Andrew McCrae.